Today we start Masechta Shavuos, Daf Aleph. So Mishnah begins. Shavuot Shtayim Shem Arba. We're talking about two types of, well, two oaths that are really four. What does that mean? So a shvua is if someone says, or the pasuk says, I'll show the korban. O nefesh ki tishava levatipis. There'll be a chiyuv of a korban associated with the like. We learn all the laws associated with a shvua that's not kept. However, it talks about whether one does it to his benefit or to his detriment. So the understanding is that's whether he will ochel, he will do something, which is lativ, or lo ochel, I will not eat something, that's lara, it's preventing himself. So the shtayim that are mentioned in the Torah are clearly going forward, lefara or lativ. What does it mean, shen arba? Sorry, and it says shen arba, yesh larbot od shtayim, the other two, which are leshavar, which is if I can swear that I ate something or I didn't eat something. So there's a shtayim shen arba, two mafurash in the Torah, which is lara lativ, which is going forward. I will do something. I will eat something. I won't eat something. And the shtem arba is going backwards to the past, which is I did eat something. I didn't eat something. Okay. And if he violates that shvor, we'll see the consequences. That's the subject of the masechta, and that is actually going to be really from the second parak onwards. The other shtayim shen arba is yidiot tuma. Shtayim shen arba. This is someone who is relates to him in the base of Mitzvah and Korbanot. What's it talking about? Let's have a look at the Korbanot as well. It says in the Pasuk, Ne'elami menu v'tameh, a special Korban or Levi, already if someone for the Tumah he forgot about, and then he did something. Mashma, Shenameno Tumah, that the Tumah itself he forgot he was Tameh. Ve'al yedei otohel, and because he had forgotten he was Tameh, he either achal basar kodesh, he ate from a Korban, that's one of them, or nichnas lemikdash, or he entered the base of Mikdash. That's a shtayim. So it's Helem Tuma, and then Achal HaKodesh or Achal, or enter the Beis HaMikdash. What are the She'em, Shehen Arba? What are the other two that are like the Toladot, the derivatives of it? That is Yesh Larbot Od Shnayim, which are Helem Kodesh, or Helem Mikdash. Not that he forgot it was Tameh, but he forgot it was that the thing he was going to be eating was a Korban, or he forgot that he wasn't able to enter that location, that that's the Beis HaMikdash area. Okay, that's a shtayim shenem arba regarding the isur or the korban that's going to be associated with someone who enters or eats from a korban instead of tumah b'shogeg. Either the shtayim is once again he forgot that it was tameh helem tumah, and the shtayim arba is the actual makom or the davar the chefta. So either the korban that it was the object was a korban or the enter area he was doing was a mikdash. Okay, shtayim shen arba shavuot, shtayim shen arba tumah. And finally, Yetziot Shabbos Shtayim Shen Arba. Oh, actually, one more in a moment. Shtayim Shen Arba is by Shabbos. We'll discuss it when to the Mishnah. But you remember, this is the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. Because being the Masechta Shabbos talks about Shtayim Shen Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shen Arba Bechutz. So Bifnim Bechutz, we're going to discuss what that is. And that's why the beginning of this Gemara is very much exactly like or copy once instead of how we started Masechta Shabbos. We'll discuss Shabbos. The final one is Marot Negayim. Now, there are four different shades of white that are indications of tzarat on the skin. The shtayim shen arba is because the Torah only really seems to mention two. It says, va'ah se'et and baheret. And the tolada is, and the tolada is se'et, and it's a tolada of baheret, and they are the shtayim shen arba. Okay, that's a show. Which, fine. So, let's learn the Gemara first. The Gemara now begins, as you'll see, there's quite a few girsa changes here. It's Ma'uim Shtayim Shen Arba. Now, the Ma'u Shtayim Shen Arba is actually not going on this Mishnah, but this Mishnah is going to shed light on the question. It's going to the Mishnah on Shabbos, because it says Shnayim Shen Arba Bifnim, V'Shtayim Shen Arba Bachutz. The question is, what is this Shtayim Shen Arba? So let's just remember what's happening in Masechta Shabbos. I'm just going to share this sheet that we did back in Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about what are the Chiyuvim Shabbos. Now, if you remember in Shabbos, in order to be chayv the malacha of hotza'ah, you have to do what's called akira and hanacha and transfer between domains. You have to take it up from one domain, say Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and place it on Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or vice versa, or the other way around. Okay, so the examples that the Mishnah takes is from the perspective of someone standing Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is typically the ani, and the person standing in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is again typically the balabait. So if you look at these pictures, the ani can be chayv by doing the full malacha. If he either picks the object, he's standing outside, takes the object from Rosh Hashanah Rabim and places it in the hand of the Balabait, that's picture number one. That's Bashad Ani Ador Lifnin, Benatam Latoch Yadosh Al Balabait. So he's done Akira Nacha, taking the object, doing active hachnasa, importantly, I remember that term, taking object inside from Rishus HaRabim. Similarly, the Ani can do the full malacha if the Balabait has something in his hand standing inside. He can take the object from it, he has a kira from Rishus Yachin and the Tanach and Rishus HaRabim. He's done Hutza'ana. Remember that as well. So we've got a few different moving parts here. We've got the where the person's standing, direction he's moving it. Similar, the Balabait can do the full malacha, either taking object from his house and placing the hand of the Ani outside, or the other way around. That's from Tami Tocha Vichnis. That's the next picture. These are pictures we use in Masechta Shabbos when we wrote the daf there. Then it says, then, however, if you only do half, if you only do half the malacha, you only akir another person's hanacha, then it's not chayim in the right, it's asur in the rabbanan. Pater abalasu, chetzi malacha. So here it says, if someone, again, the example is, if the Ani did Akira, put his hand inside, and the Balabai takes it out of it and does Hanacha. That's the first case. Or the Ani puts his hand inside, the Balabai lifts it, does Akira, places his hand, and the Ani pulls it out. That's the next picture. And the same sort of mirrored example would be if from the Balabai's perspective. If the Balabai picks it up from the Rishus Yachid, takes it outside, and the Ani takes it out and puts it down, that's one half. And then you've got also the other way around. So the Ani, the Ashif puts his hand out, the Ani picks it something up and puts it in his hand, and he brings it inside to the Rishus Hayachid. Those are all the examples from the Masechta Shabbos. Now the question there is, what does that mean, Shtein She'arba Bifnim, V'Shtein She'arba Bachutz? What is Bifnim, what is Bachutz? So if you look at the Korban Ede, it says, Tanani says Shabbat Shtein Ba'Bifnim, V'Shtein Ba'Bachutz, U'Mibayle Perusho, what's the meaning? When it says bifnim, it talks about the Baal Bait is standing inside. That's the bifnim from the perspective who is bifnim. Dahainu, he can do hotzav achnasa. Hotzav achnasa, as we said, that's this picture. If you're looking at the Baal Bait, that's he can do hotza'a and he can do achnasa. And the shehu levado oseh atakira vanacha, he does everything, the full malacha. Examine all the punishments of Hatra Gitzkila. What's a Shen Arba? When you only did part of the Malacha, which are these cases. Okay, from the Balabait's perspective. Or maybe not. Maybe it means that, in other words, do we say when Shtayim Bifnim, we're talking about for the person who is standing Bifnim? Or do we say, oh, Hachika Amar, Shtayim Ktuvim Bekra, Behen shtei hotzaot, echala bala v'chay la'ani. The hotzaot, again, that's where something's going from Rishut Yachid. So that's this picture, the Ashir takes it completely out, or the Ani pulls it completely out. That's a hotzaot. Shen Arba is talking about nachnasot, going the other direction, where someone's bringing it in, meaning, again, where either it's being brought in by the Ashi, which is the bottom picture, or the Ani's taking this item and bringing it in effectively by pulling it in, pushing it into the Rosh Hashanah. So the Shtayim Shen Arba, when it says Bifnim, means that Hachnasad Atam Midrash, it's talking about all the Chiyuvei Doraisa. What does it then mean, Bifnim? For Kulam Bifnim, skip the line, because he would be Chayiv a Korban Bifnim. So the other way of looking is Shtein Shen Arba. Bifnim means there are two which are really four, where one would be Chayva Korban Bifnim, which is Hachnasot and Hotzaot. So Hotzaot and Hotzaot Hachnasot. Shtayim, even though it seems to be Hotzah, it seems to be more Frosh, and Achnasa, which is also the Oraisa. Bring it back in. And when it says Shtayim She'arba B'chutz in Masechta Shabbos, it doesn't mean from the perspective of a person standing outside the Ani, which is the first way maybe of understanding it. It means the Chiyuv would not be inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Chiyuv ben the Rabbanan outside. I mean, Asur ben the Rabbanan. That could, in other words, that's the question, what does it mean, Bifnim B'chutz in Masechta Shabbos? So then it continues. Now you've got a bit of a rejigging of the whole sugya here, which is the way Kormanet explains it. So we'll read from the side. It says, Nishminada, Shvuot Shtayim B'Shen Arba. In our Masechta, we talk about Shvuot Shtayim B'Shen Arba. Yafeh. In Amara, Ba, Taman Kulu L'Chiyuv, Ram Hacha, Chiyuv Opator, Atamatnita. So, Atinamatnita. So what the Gemara is effectively doing, it says, one second. Why in the Masechta Shavuos does it say Shtayim Shnein Arba? And when it says by Shabbos only Shtayim Shnein Arba, not for the Chutz Mifnim, all it says is Shabbos Shtayim Shnein Arba. And back in Masechta Shabbos Shnein Bifnim Shabbos Chutz, what's the difference? And Rabbah says, oh, it's not a problem. You know why it's not a problem? Because in Masechta Shavuot we're talking about Chiyuvim. Just as Shavuot Shtayim Arba, the all Chayva Korban, when it says Shtayim Shnein Arba in Masechta Shabbos, it's talking about the Chiyuvim. Chiyuvim what? Chiyuv Doraisa. Ah, therefore it must be Hada Amra Arba L'Chiyuv Ala Patur, which means the Arba L'Chiyuv Patur is, in other words, when it says Shtayin Shnein Arba in the first, if you like, Nusach back in Masechta Shabbos, means when it says Bifnim, it means Kula L'Chiyuv. Because if it was half a Chiyuv, half a Patur, you're back to the original question: why is it when it, in our Mishnah when it says Yitzchak Shabbos Shtayin Shnein Arba doesn't say Bifnim B'Chutz? The fact that only strange in Arab, and he says, oh, that's because, and Rabbah says, oh, the reason is because in Masechta Shavuot, meaning here, we're only talking about Chiyuvim, means strange Arab, Bifnim all means Kula L'Chiyuv. That's the proof. So not like maybe you may have thought Masechta Shavuot, Bifnim B'chutz, perspective of the Ani, again, Ani and Ashir, Bifnim means these are the type of activities with the Chayav Korban Bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Rav Yossi says, Matnin, Amar Ken seems to suggest this. It says, Kol Shvuot, sorry, Shvuot Shtayin Shen Arba L'Chiyuv, Zekavati Tzeshova Shtayin Shen Arba L'Chiyuv. So in other words, he says, even from the Mishnah itself seems to suggest it. Why? Because since the wording of our Mishnah is Shvuot Shtayin Shen Arba, and that's Kula L'Chiyuv, Mashma also Shabbos Kila L'Chiyuv. Now, I just want to differentiate between the two. Meaning, Rabbah says, from the fact, so the way we medayek from Rabbah is because he says, look, it's not a kasha why we don't say Bifnim and Bechutz here, because it's talking about Kila L'Chiyuv. That means one unit is there when you're talking about Shabbos, it's Kila L'Chiyuv. Fine. What Rav Yossi is doing is saying, no, you can even learn from the mission itself. I can prove to you, even without the whole kasha between why does it only say Shayim Shnei Arba by Shabbos and doesn't say Bifnim and Bechutz, forget, you don't need that. You don't need that whole resolution. Even from the Mishnah itself, because the whole Mishnah is talking about Kula L'Chiyuv. How do I know this? Because Shvuot, Shtayim Sha'abra, is Kula L'Chiyuv. So therefore, also, when talking about Shabbos, is Kula L'Chiyuv. That was a temp. Okay, that's probably the end of the rejig. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Vahatani, but we have a brighter. And this connects us to Mishnah Yomit in Midot. It says, Vahatani, Daltot, Heichal, Shtayim Sha'abra. The doors of the Heichal Shtayim Shnein Arba. Now, I'm not sure if you remember this, but there was the leading from the Ulam. I'll just close this. Leading from the Ulam. Oh, no, I don't have the picture here. I was going to give you the picture. But leading from the Ulam to the Heichal, again, the Ulam is a big entrance hall that was wide in front of the Heichal itself. Inside the Heichal, you had the Mizbeach, the Kodesh, the Mizbeach, Menorah Shulchan, and behind that, the Kodesh, the Kodesh, and that's all in the Heichal. So in between the two, there was a set of double doors, like two sets. Okay, and there was like a thick, if you like, there was a thickness between the two. And the Chachamim hold that the doors would open, the first set of doors would open, and as it opened, they completely cover that thickness. The gold doors and cover the area behind that, behind where the doors are now, completely open, that wasn't covered. And the back doors would swing all the way around 180 degrees and cover the walls of the Heichal. That's how the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, there was Shtayim Shen Arba, here, meaning what would happen is the doors themselves would, if you like, fold up over themselves. So as a door would open, it would fold back on itself, and then and so the outer doors would fold in, and the inner doors would fold outwards. They wouldn't overlap each other because it would fold over themselves. So everything was nicely tucked away and folded within the sort of that space between the Ulam and the Heichal. Okay, so but there. That's Shtayim Shnein Arba, that's a brighter. It's got something to do with Chiyuv and Patur. It's a structural thing. So read the Korban Eder, Savatayim Daltot, L'Rabbi Yossi Parech. How can you learn from the Mishnah specifically that, oh, Shtayim Shnein Arba, that's the main Chayav? Tan Matnit, da brighter Tani, a Matnit in the Shvuot. Kol Hanush, it mentions all these things. It also mentions Daltot HaHechel. And once again, let's jump a bit. This is what I want to show you. Vado Akashi Daltot HaHechel, the reason why our Mishnah is mentioned in the HaHechel is the Dafka L'Rabbi Yehuda da Amar Perek Dalet Midot. In other words, this whole the reason why our mission doesn't mention this Daltot HaHechal is, as I explained to you, that the two doors that fold over themselves, like they fold onto themselves, that's only Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and our mission is trying to go to Kula Alma. Okay? Oh, no, Kula Alma Lechacha. Okay. But that's anyway a proof. So it's if like an argument against Rabbi Yossi, the Shtayim Shin Arba doesn't always have to mean Kol Lechiyuv in context of Shavuot. So then the Gemara asks, Nitni Shnemasar Patur. So what do you mean Nitni Shnemasar Patur? So I'll bring back the sheet again that I showed you. Shnemasar Patur, let's count them. Shnemasar Patur is you've got these four cases, but from the perspective of the Anin Asher, that makes eight. That's where each did half. And you also got other Paturim, where one side is chayav, the other person is patur, right? So why didn't it teach us the arba lechiyuv rather than arba liftur? Why didn't it tell us 12 liftur? There are plenty of cases. So the Gemara says lo atamin el patur shu keneged chiyuv. Now this when explained according to the I think Reb Chaim, we explained it in back in Shabbos slightly differently than this, but the Korban Eidah says as follows. The Ptur Keneged Chiyuv means when someone is doing the moving action. Which cases are we counting when he does a moving action? So if you do the count here, there are four cases here where it's Chayav, where the Ani did the moving action. So you either pushed in or pulled it out. Or the Ashir did the moving action, if you like. I'm not talking about Akira Anacha, I'm talking about when it's who transited across the sort of border of Rishus. And now the two of them. Now, what are the case of Ptur? Now, in all these first cases where one person's chayev, another one's completely patur, if you like, well, discussion whether mutar, we'll get to that in a second, the other person he wasn't involved in transiting it across. However, also in the other cases, if you like, where the other four cases where each party did half, only one of the parties actually transited it to move it across domain to domain. Yes, you only need to akir another din hanacha or vice versa, but therefore there's only really four cases: one, two, three, four. So that's Shtayim Shin Arba. We're only interested in the cases that seem to parallel the movement, if you like, of the chiyuv cases. What are the parallels of a movement in a patur cases? Those are these cases I'm showing you here. Okay, where for example, one case where the ani did akira and he moved it into the Rishus HaYachid. And the Ashi takes it out of his hand. Okay, that's answer number one. However, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada, no, ma'u patur detnan hacha mutar. The Arba, the Pturim, Shtayim Shem Arba, Bifnir Chayim, he's saying the Pturim is actually the ones which completely patur, mutar, according to him, which is only looking at these four cases. One, two, three, four, the first four cases where one party, so the Ani is Chayav, and the Ashir is the one that is completely patur. So those are the Paturim interested in. That's why it's really four Chiyuvim and four Paturim, not 12. That answers that. Let's continue. Amar Yossi, Ani v'Ashir echad v'hen manum chachamim. So what it's saying here is really halachically, it doesn't really make a difference if the Ani or the Ashir, meaning when you're standing inside or outside, the malach is still the same. However, meaning it's equivalent. And similarly, I'll show you, hach nasavotza shnayim hen. Which is, I'll just explain here. When it comes to the Ani and Ashir, really they're the one and the same, but nonetheless, Chachamim treated them as being separate. Because then what difference does it make if I'm standing inside or outside? If I'm moving it across domains, I should be chayev. Nonetheless, they were Manum Shtayim, because the way the Korban explains this is Mutohotza Malacha Grua. Because the whole, we've seen this, I think, back in the Shabbos a few times, that the malach of Hotza'ah is a malach of Grua. It's not as creative as like Choresh or Kotzer. So it's a, nonetheless, the Torah decides that it terms it as a malacha. Therefore, for whatever reason, the Chachamim want to stress the perspective that Ani and the Ashir, where the person is standing to show you both chayiv in both situations. Manum Shtayim, and nonetheless, Chachamim counted them as being two. However, when it comes to Hachnasah and Hotza'ah, really they are. They look like two different actions going in and outside. Umanam echad. Okay, it says hotza'ah av toladah, but nonetheless chachamim kolalan b'lashon echad. The chachamim refer to it as being yetziot. So one's the again hachnasa, and in other words, the yetziah is the av, the hachnasa is the toladah. That's understanding. However, in the terms of chachamim, they still turn it as all yetziot. So let's have a look. Minayin shehotza kroi malacha. How do we know that? So the Gemara says, Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'yetzav Moshe Aviv kol b'machaneh le'mor ish ish." This is the pasuk. Ish ish al yasu od malacha l'trumat kodesh This is when it was enough done for the Mishkan, and he says enough doing malacha for the Mishkan, and that Am ceased from, used to think, lasot, doing things. But it says mehavi, meaning bringing. So here the Koran points out, Bakasha vikalea am, melasot havalela meira. Ela, shma mina vina ayasu od malacha, hainu malachat hava'a. Shlotzim merushut rabamim, merushut habatim, lerushut rabim. וכן גזבון לא כלום יעדם הכניסו ברשות הרבים לרשות היחיד. נמצא מהך קרא מוכה תוצא בנפי יקרה מלאכה. So you see quite clearly, we can see from this pasuk, the fact that it says, stop doing any malacha, and it was discussing that they ceased bringing the items, so from taking out yotziah from their house, and the gizbrim bringing haknasav into the treasury, that that's considered malacha. Okay. Now, so, imimu, back to manimu, ha'amel, lehotzi mebatayem, let le gizbram, or lehotzi meadam, lachnis ala lishcha. Okay. Now, Chizkiah sent b'shem Rav Acha, shmala min hada. Meaning the fact that he learns the fact that hotza malacha wa malacha, it says v'lo totzim masami batechem yom hashabbat v'kol malacha lo tasu. Now that from what we just quoted seems to be, this is Yirmiyahu telling everyone, like rebuking people not keeping Shabbos, and it seems like hotza is clearly malacha, but important you have to understand that the pasuk just before that it says v'avitem b'shar Yerushalayim. So you see quite clearly here that hotza and ava'a is referring to a malacha, is considered malacha on Shabbos. Okay, Rav Mana Amar Lastam. Rav Avin says, "B'she'et said Abraham Yochanan, Tanin antarti klalin v'lo damin din ladin." They're the two klalin in the Mishnah, and they're not really similar to one another. How so? Shvuah shteim shen arba, and mevi arba korbanot. Shvuah shteim arba, we have, and all those situations will be echil before korbanot. Then it says, "Yedi." Give us a change. Importantly here, "Yediyot tuma shneim shen arba." But only two of them, mevish de korbanot. Now, why is that? So I'll show you the korbanator. He says, "Bachim kugon hachadet nan shvur shteim shen arba, mevish korban al kol arba." In every situation, you'd have to bring a korban. Again, exactly the conditions of when you bring a korban, what you have to bring for a shvur that was violated, we'll discuss. But whether it's la ra la tiv future, or regarding the past, I didn't eat something, or I did eat something, whatever it was, chayv and all that. Bahadat tani yidu tumesh shteim shen arba. Now, you can't say the legal amara arba le korban. You can't say in all the situations, chav korban. Now, we said, what does shteim shen arba you do tumah? Just remember, one is where helem tumah, and you either had a korban or into the base of Middash, and the other one is helem kodesh. So you didn't know it was either a korban and you ate it when you were tameh, or you didn't know you entered the base of Middash and you were tameh. And we're saying it's impossible to say that in that situation, it's for your chay for all of them. Why? It says, to Rabbi Akiva, who are Mishnahs like? Because if the Reisha is saying that you're Chayim Shteim Shen Arba for La'avar La'atid, that's to Rabbi Akiva. He holds by Yidiyot Tumah that you ain't Chayim Al Helem Mikdash. That you're not Chayim on Helem Mikdash. You're only Chayim Al Helem Tumah. Umatniti has to be Rabbi Akiva because he says, Ben La'avar Ben La'atira comes to Shavuot. But if you want to say, oh no, why it's Rabbi Shma when it comes to Yediyot Tumah, who's chayav both Helem Mikdash and Helem Tumah, well, one second, when it comes to Shmuot, he says, he's Enu chayav Ela Alatid. He says, you look at the Pasuk Kepshuto, and you're in a chayav going forward, Lara Alatid, but not regarding Shmu for the past. So, Akochla, Meshayim Sha'aba Nakid Gaba Yediyot Tumah, Mehendech Yov Mehendech Vatur. So if you want our Mishnah to be like one Shita, like Rabbi Akiva, it must be when it says you do Tuma, it must be, again, also like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, some of them are Chayv and some of them Patur. And who is this a problem for? This is a problem for Rabbi Yossi. Because if you remember, Rabbi Yossi says, oh, I can prove to you from the Mishnah itself, Shem Sha'ab is called a Lechiyuv. But I've just brought your proof now when it comes to Yediyot Tumah. We've just proven that you can't say Kuli Lechiyuv. Otherwise, there's a steer within the Mishnah. Because if the Reish is Rabbi Akiva, that means Rabbi Akiva holds all when Yediyot Tumah, Sama Lechayev and Sama Liftur. Yafe. That's what the Girsa chain by Yediyot Tumah. There's another way you can read it. The Korban says by leaving the Girsa, but we'll continue. However, Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Avin says Pata la Pata Chorin. He explains differently. Shtein Shen Arba is Rabbi Akiva Omer. Mor Nagayim on the Margayim should be Yediyot Tumah is Shtein Shen Arba is Rabbi Yishmael. So it's not a problem. It's just the Reisha. The first case is Rabbi Akiva, and the second part is Rabbi Yishmael. We'll stop here. We'll continue with this part from this point. And like looking at the dynamics and the shit up within the mission itself next year. All right, said it. Helps out.
Thank you.
Thank you.